是是。It's knowing that your door's always open and your path is free to walk. Makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten birds or bonds or the ink stains that have dried upon some line.On the back roads by the rivers of my memory, it keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and now they're planted on their columns now to remind me. Oh, something that somebody said because they thought we'd fit together walking.It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing and forgiving as I walk along a railroad track and find that you're smiling on the back roads by the rivers of my memory. For hours, you're just gentle on my mind.Cause she turned and then I was gone. Well, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. Oh, but not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mindBack from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile, a dirty hat pulled low across my face. With cupped hands around a tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving from the back roads, from the rivers of my memoriesEver smiling, ever gentle on my mind.Thank you very much. Long live John Hartford.
I don't know if everybody's been introduced up here. Probably not. This is Nick Forster playing the Wise and Born guitar. This is Tommy Rosum here. My name is Lori Lewis. I was working on producing Charles's album for, actually, I started working on producing it by just haranguing him and saying he ought to just make an album. And he finally got around to it, but only after he was diagnosed with leukemia. So he asked me to produce it, and we had a lot of conversations about the album, but we didn't really get much studio time together, because when I would come out to work on it, Charles would already have all these incredibly great tracks, because his friends would come into town and go to Rancho DeVille and play music with him, and I think I was really just sort of a sounding board, that's exactly right. I was a sounding board.
Tone bar,
Adirondack spruce. And when Charles was in the hospital the last time down in Southern California, I went down there, spent a bunch of time with him, and he was not in good shape, but he was still talking about the album and trying to figure out who was going to play on what song and all this stuff. And while we were down there, I sang this song for him. And he really liked it. It's a song about forgiveness.